A United States level 4 COVID-19 travel ban against Barbados and other Caribbean countries has government officials here baffled. But Minister of Health Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic says government is reviewing the information and intends to make an appropriate response. Public Affairs Officer with the U.S. Embassy for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Larry Soka, explained that the update does not imply a reassessment of the current health situation in a given country.
The Department of State has updated its travel advisories to better reflect the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's travel health notices. Following this update, approximately 80% of countries worldwide will have a travel advisory level 4, do not travel. This alignment better reflects the current, unpredictable, and ever-evolving threat posed by COVID-19. We recognize the great work by the Ministry of Health in Barbados, and we hope the positive trends in case numbers continue. But the reality persists that the COVID-19 pandemic poses unprecedented risks for travelers.
Minister Bostic told Starcom Network News that the travel ban was definitely not expected.
This obviously is a surprise to us. If it was issued a few months ago, we really could not quarrel with it. Based on what has happened over the last several weeks in Barbados in relation to our positivity rates and the number of cases we are having, the number of persons who have recovered from COVID, and the low numbers, comparatively speaking, that we have within the isolation facility, this certainly is a surprise to us. So we will be making an appropriate response.
Meanwhile, Tourism and International Travel Minister Senator Lisa Cummins says the U.S. remains a major market for Barbados and believes things will turn around.
It is what we consider it to be is very much, yes, it's speed bump. It is yet another issue that we have to navigate around. But that's what we've done since the beginning of this administration. Certainly since I've come to office, I came to the ministry when we were navigating COVID. Then started to deal with volcano and ash. And in a few weeks, we all know we're preparing for the hurricane season. And God forbid, we find ourselves dealing with any kind of further natural disaster. We are constantly navigating speed bumps. That is where we have to find ourselves at our best.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins. 9 more new cases of COVID-19 were identified on Monday, 4 females and 5 males. It came after the Public Health Laboratory had conducted 494 tests. Meanwhile, 11 people recovered and were discharged, leaving 87 in isolation. The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry is welcoming what appears to be a trending down of the COVID-19 positive cases in the country. In fact, Trisha Tannis says she's satisfied that all of the sacrifices made by the business community and the wider public seems to be bearing fruit. She was speaking to Starcom Network News about the reopening of the economy during the last 2 weeks.
So we're happy with the downward trend of the positivity rate and what that means, you know, in terms of reopening fully at some point, you know, down the road. We obviously would have had a bit of a setback because of the eruptions at La Soufriere, and that caused then further business closure, as you are aware. And it will continue to cause some disruption. As you know, the ash is still very much on the ground, and right now it's the ash on the ground that's going to take maybe some time to get cleaned up properly.
Ms. Tannis says the private sector will ride out the storm.
So still not anywhere near normal. Or back to normal, but what you're seeing is that, you know, the private sector is putting one foot in front of the other, trying to make the best of challenging circumstances, which seemingly coming in one wave or the other. But you know, we have to build back, and we're very resilient. Obviously, we are innovative, and we will stand the course.
Thus, President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Trisha Tannis. Housing Minister Dr. William Dugid is suggesting that high unemployment numbers was one of the main catalysts behind government's decision to switch the land sale at Lancaster St. James to a housing project. Dr. Dugid pointed out that since the land fair, many Barbadians had lost their jobs, and as a matter of policy, government had to urgently stimulate economic activity. He said while they had received 280 applications for the Lancaster land fair, more than 5,000 requests were received 2 days after the Hope Housing Project was launched.
I readily admit that we fell short in not communicating the change of policy, not only to the financial institutions, but also to the citizens. Yes, it was clear that all around us, economic and social circumstances were deteriorating very swiftly, and an equally swift intervention was required. But we should not assume that everyone would have immediately understood the reasons for the policy change, especially where they had already applied to the NHC to purchase lots. Apologize to the error, since both NHC and Hope Inc. are part of one ministry, we will endeavor to ensure that persons who submit applications at the land fair to NHC and are now interested in purchasing a home from Hope should be accommodated.
The Housing Minister quickly pointed out that, however, all applicants may not be accommodated, but they continue to look for options under the HOPE programme.
Not every applicant can be satisfied at this time, because one, there's only a maximum number of houses available at Lancaster, and two, HOPE itself might already have processed a number of applications. I also want to assure you that we've already identified and are still identifying several more tracts of suitable land for HOPE developments, so that we may quickly scale up beyond the initial projection of 700 to 800 homes per year.
Minister of Housing and Lands, Dr. William Duguid. The Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security is taking steps to develop the lands formerly owned by Cleco Limited. Minister Indawir, speaking on a program hosted by Government's Public Affairs Department, said they have started to utilize Wakefield Plantation as a center for agricultural excellence.
We have a nursery there to increase our sugarcane production with treated sugarcane. At Wakefield, we are providing clean planting material for our farmers so that we can increase yields and get back sugar to what I mentioned earlier, up to an optimum level where we can then produce enough molasses and enough crystal sugar. If you were to see Wakefield, it's a complete transformation. So, and it also has, on the other side of the plantation, the option for us to bring in small farmers.
Minister of Agriculture, Food Security, Inda Weir. Meanwhile, there is concern about the lack of participation by Barbados and other Caribbean islands in helping to shape standards for the global food labeling industry. It has been raised by a senior international issues analyst of the United States Department of Agriculture, Dr. Ken Lowry, as he spoke during an online Caribbean Agriculture Health and Food Safety webinar. He reminded the Caribbean states that it could have implications for the region.
Looking at the report of the last session of CCFL, I see that 55 member countries, one member organization, which is the European Union, and 26 observer organizations participated in that committee. However, only two countries from the Caribbean attended that meeting, which is Cuba and the Dominican Republic. This means that this important work in CCFL on front of pack nutrition labeling that will set the global standard is not receiving adequate input from the Caribbean. And it may even lead to your own regional standard being disharmonized from the international standard.
It's Dr. Ken Lowry. A U.S. jury found former police officer Derek Chauvin guilty of murder over the death of African-American George Floyd on a Minneapolis street last year. The 12-member jury took less than a day to reach their verdict, as several hundred people cheered outside the court as the verdict was announced. U.S. President Joe Biden says the conviction can be a giant step forward in the march towards justice in America.
So we can't leave this moment or look away thinking our work is done. We have to look at it. We have to look as we did for those 9 minutes and 29 seconds. We have to listen. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Those are George Floyd's last words. We can't let those words die with him.
U.S. President Joe Biden. A recap of the headlines. Government intends to respond to a U.S. travel ban that includes Barbados. Housing Minister explains the Lancaster St. James lot and housing sale mix-up, and their former police officer who killed African-American George Floyd found guilty of murder. The top stories in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30.